Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com, Signos.com, with code SPARK. Signos.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to hour number two on this Friday Live right here on the Early Line on Sports Grid. He is Donnie. I am Ben. Still two more hours to go on this jam-packed Friday edition of TEL up until 11 a.m. Eastern time. I am told two more hours, DRS. I do apologize, but we've got a lot to break down. It is a huge weekend in sports ahead. We've got a Game 7 already on the docket Sunday in Oklahoma City in the NBA playoffs, and a Game 6 tonight inside Madison Square Garden between the New York Knicks and the reigning NBA champion Boston Celtics. The WNBA season begins on this Friday with a triple header and the WNBA debut of number one overall pick in Dallas, that being Paige Bueckers. What a run for Dallas basketball. Paige Bueckers, Cooper Flagg next month. Good times, I guess, after what was a very tumultuous few months of Dallas basketball. We've also got a huge triple header tomorrow around the W. Our coach, J.Y. James Young. Nobody breaks it down like him when it comes to the NBA or the WNBA from that sports betting perspective later in this second hour. It's rivalry weekend in Major League Baseball. We'll set the stage for all 15 series that we have in the explainer of why exactly it is being positioned as a rivalry. Some make a lot of sense. Others was a little bit of a stretch, but maybe poetic, and how these things were done. PGA Championship Round 2 underway. Preakness Stakes as well, DRS, tomorrow in Baltimore at Pimlico.
Yeah, big weekend, of course, here. And you talked about the generational run that Dallas is on. Well, enjoy it because it ends first week of September when you get hammered by the Philadelphia Eagles, the world champion Philadelphia Eagles at that point. But we do have so many things to watch this weekend and have fun with. So let's get it popping here. Hour number two is right here. It's time to get busy.
Also, mate, bad job for getting the Stanley Cup playoffs there. Basically nailed everything in the notable weekend sporting events graphic, except the NHL playoffs. Big games last night. The Carolina Hurricanes handled business, DRS, as expected. Minus 170, road ice favorite. They look the part of a Stanley Cup contender. They take down the Caps in D.C., winning that series in only five games, 4-1. The Canes now await the winner of tonight's game between the Toronto Maple Leafs and the reigning Stanley Cup champs, the Florida Panthers. Have you checked the money line for tonight in Sunrise? The Panthers?
No.
Minus 240 to beat the Leafs, who opened up a 2-0 series lead, winning both games with home ice advantage up in the six, and now have dropped three in a row, including game five in Toronto earlier this week, getting lambasted 6-1.
Pressure. pressure on Toronto. You always love to see that, too. A fan base that just aching just for some positivity, which they were getting, and then dousing that flame quickly here with a fire extinguisher is what's happening to that Toronto fan base. Tough on them, but, you know, not really. There's so many things going on, like hockey's rep. But trust me, hockey, I'll be back. With Mitch Koff and Rick Tockett, got the boys going in a couple years. We'll talk hockey, but hockey should start at noon every day. And hockey, they should start at noon. Like, there's too much to keep up on.
WIP? Just everything tied to Philadelphia?
I mean, that's what drives the needle in the show. Like, hockey would be introduced back into the show if Philadelphia was good. Like, that's what NHL should pay attention to. You want the early line to rock and roll in hockey. Make the Flyers good again, man. You already shafted them in the draft. I mean, come on. They obviously don't want them to be good.
Yeah, they don't. But they want the Sixers to be good with a third overall pick in the NBA draft lottery. So a minus 240 home money line price in Sunrise for the reigning Stanley Cup champs to get back to their third consecutive Eastern Conference Finals, where they would take on the Carolina Hurricanes. Hockey in the South, man, on the rise once again. Game 6 tomorrow, also in a southern state, in Dallas. The Stars blanked yesterday up in Winnipeg by Connor Hellebuck and the Jets, at least holding off the President's Trophy curse for one more night. But in Game 6, back in Big D, the Stars are a minus 154 home money line favorite. 8 p.m. puck drop tomorrow, DRS in Dallas.
Yeah, exciting. We done talking hockey yet? I mean, come on. Look at the ratings right now. I mean, they're dropping like a rock right now with us talking hockey and games going on this week and how many good sporting events that we actually have. Come on.
All right. Well, MLB Rivalry Weekend, we will go through in full with an early thought on how the series is going to play out this weekend and basically overall just why the rivalry series is, in fact, a rivalry. We'll talk about all 15 games we have on this full slate Friday around Major League Baseball in just a little bit. WNBA season tips off tonight, a full preview with our coach, J.Y. James Young, a little bit later on. Our three games, DRS, on this Friday. Again, Paige Beckers in her WNBA debut, the Wings, taking on last year's WNBA title runner-ups, the Minnesota Lynx, who lost to the Liberty in five games in OT. Do not forget, the WNBA Finals this year, no longer just a best of five, but would be a best of seven. And also do not forget, not just 40 regular season games in the W this year. Add on four more, a 44-game regular season.
More should be less. How about that? Make it a one-game WNBA Finals. It would be more exciting at that point so we can actually get down to business. So we got hockey out of the way. We got the WNBA. One of the good sporting events we're going to start talking about here in hour number two. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Come on. Atlanta Dream adding Brittany Griner. Man. They should be a bigger force this year. The Golden State Valkyries in their career franchise debut tonight at home in San Francisco against the LA Sparks. And a great slate tomorrow. Aces Liberty in Brooklyn, followed by the Fever and the Sky in Indianapolis. That a budding rivalry, of course. Caitlin Clark and her Fever, along with many others, against Angel Reese and Chicago. The Mercury, who now have added Alyssa Thomas, and the Seattle Storm, the nightcap on a Saturday. PGA Championship, Preakness, where would you rather go?
Either one. Either one better than WNBA or hockey at this point now. Because there's some things like the rip about the Preakness, which is great. There's some things like the rip about, you know, Major League Baseball, which is fantastic. Let's go.
We just did the PGA Championship again. Rory McIlroy yesterday, opening round 74, three over par. Yeah. The guy's just been celebrating. He's mentioned he's hardly practiced since winning the green jacket and completing the career year Grand Slam for the first time in 14 tries. So kudos to Rory McIlroy. Preakness Stakes, of course, the big story. Sovereignty not going to run. The winner of the Kentucky Derby. So no Triple Crown this year. Our last Triple Crown was Justify back in 2018. We'll have a preview of the Preakness in our third and final hour with an actual horse handicapper. But DRS, any thoughts?
I actually like the field being much shorter, if that makes sense, where it's not like, hey, you know, you have 19 or 20 horses here. Boy, that's really hard to pick a winner, even if you're picking the favorite. So a much cleaner field and probably better opinions on this with chances to win is nice. It just is not great that the Triple Crown, that usually the Preakness is always center stage because you're getting the Kentucky Derby champion right away back to back with the anticipation of a possible Triple Crown, at least winning the Preakness and getting to the Belmont. We got robbed of that right away, but it's still a big race. The pomp, pageant and circumstance will be there. We just don't have the championship racehorse. That's all.
20 thoroughbreds in the Kentucky Derby, only nine here in the Preakness, which is the shortest in terms of distance. Furlongs, I think it is called, in terms of the Triple Crown races. Journalism, who finished runner-up at the Derby to Sovereignty, who was the pre-race favorite, is the pre-race favorite on this Friday for the Preakness as well. 8-5 number. DRS, something we talked about to end out 7-7. The league owners will meet around the National Football League next week to consider a proposal that would allow NFL players to play in the 2028 Summer Olympics in the new sport introduced, flag football. Where does Donnie stand?
Understand this. The Pro Bowl, which doesn't play anymore. Do you know what they did? Hey, guys, let's have a flag football game that not a single person cares about or watches. So now we're going to watch NFL talent in 3 years play against countries that don't even know what a football looks like. Sounds tremendous, NFL. What a great way to introduce the sport to the international audience. I don't, you're playing games over there already, but now we have flag football, which, you know what? Send other teams. Why? My Philadelphia Eagles are not sending anybody there. You want to tear hamstrings and tear up knees? Go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is rivalry weekend in Major League Baseball. We'll explain all 15 sets that we have this weekend, why exactly it is a rivalry. Our producer extraordinaire, Joe Frizzo, has had a lot of fun with these. He has given us the explanation for everything. Some fun, some just make a ton of common sense. And, of course, in hour three, we'll preview a few of the games that we have on this full slate Friday. We'll break down, though, exactly every series you can expect where you can bet on the result of a regular season series. That's not often the case on the FanDuel Sportsbook for about five or six of these spots over the weekend. A big one tonight up in the Bronx. It's the Yankees and the Mets. In fact, let me check on that. I don't think it is tonight, right? It's some day, but no, it is tonight. 7:06 p.m. Eastern time. What a weekend. What a night. It is in New York sports inside Yankee Stadium. Yanks, Mets, Subway Series opener. Of course, about an hour later inside Madison Square Garden back in Manhattan, it's the New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics. A monumental night for New York sports. That one, DRS, Mets, Yankees, Subway Series. Cubs, White Sox at Wrigley with some day baseball on this Friday. Crosstown Classic. Rangers, Astros started yesterday in Arlington. The Silver Boot Series, the Dodgers and the Angels, that's at the Ravine, the Freeway Series, and the Battle for the Commonwealth, the Phillies and the Pirates. These two clubs first met back in 1887. All of those track as a rivalry series this weekend in Major League Baseball.
No, they don't. I don't like manufacturer stuff. There's like two rivalries in baseball, Ben. Like what? It's the Red Sox and the Yankees, and I think it's the Cardinals and the Cubs. Do we even have another rivalry? Like the Rays, Marlins rivalry? You got to be kidding.
Hold on,
Athletics,
dude.
Giants, who back in the day used to play once every 50 years.
Dude.
I don't care. I need to get this off my chest right now at this point. So when we're lining up, like this was manufactured to be done on purpose because I didn't understand that baseball had a rivalry weekend. I thought like we were just doing that as some fun. So baseball thought they were planning a rivalry weekend where none of these teams are actually rivals. Like this sounds like the, what was the conflict cup? What was it? Connecticut and like UCF.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we got a rivalry.
Trophy.
Like, we're not even rivals.
The civil conflict.
Throw that trophy in the back of the basement at that point here.
Is
that what baseball's doing here? You have two true rivalries in baseball. Nobody else is a rival here. What are we, like, come on, baseball. What are we doing?
Well, DRS, that's the thing with where divisions have stood. Now 13 games against all four of your divisional opponents for a very long time in MLB, 19 games. So, of course, with the familiarity and the frequency, you build up those rivalries. But these are non-divisional rivalries for the most part with at least some sort of tie. Major League Baseball has been trying to build rivalry weekend a couple of times in the last few years, if I'm not mistaken, right? Like, this has been a thing.
You know what the thing should be? Interleague baseball. Get rid of it here. You want a rivalry here? Have them never play the American League so you hate the other league once again. Have the Phillies and the Mets play 47 times in a summer. I guarantee you there'll be 16 brawls and a lot of beanballs going on there at that point. That's how you get a rivalry. You know, you don't have a rivalry, Ben? Hey, Mets-Phillies play like four times a summer out of 162 games because we're going to play the Kansas City Royals more. How about that, baseball? Shut it down. No more interleague play. We don't need it anymore. We don't need it.
All right.
True teams play each other on a I want extra series with Mets and the Phillies, not extra series with the Angels. Stop it.
This guy, the host of Pro Baseball Today, just unloading off his chest right now. So I can only imagine when we go to our next five rivalry sets that we have this weekend, how DRS is going to feel. The Show Me State Showdown. That's in Missouri, the Kansas City Royals and the Cardinals, affectionately known as the I-70 Series. The Ohio Cup, Cincinnati and Cleveland, the Reds will host the Guardians this weekend. The Beltway Series in the DMV, the O's and the Nationals inside Camden Yards. How about that California Classic, whether it's Oakland or Sacramento, the A's and the Giants up there in Northern California. Of course, they met in the 1989 World Series. How could you ever forget? The Fish and the Rays, both from Florida. Doesn't have a name, but that is the rivalry we have this weekend in Miami.
The rivalry, like, I mean, all fan bases come together and there's two people in the ballpark, one for the Rays and one for the Marlins, and that one, that's a heated rivalry at that point. And then also, like, the Athletics, I can't wait for that series to really heat up when the team moves to Vegas at that point and they're separated from, you know, state to state at this point. Nobody's going to want to miss out on those series right now at this point. That's crazy. I'm actually enjoying this segment more than I thought I would as I saw
come on,
it come
now
up
you're back.
There. Like, there is no rivalries here. We're trying to make them up, and I'm trying to buy in and tear them down at the same time. Yeah, both from – why are these two rivals both from Florida? That's tremendous.
Yeah, okay, so just you wait because Joe Friso saved the best for last. The Mariners and the Padres will face off this weekend at Petco in San Diego. This is the explanation officially for Major League Baseball. This season marks the first ever official year of the Vedder Cup. An ode to Pearl Jam's Eddie Vedder. V-E-D-D-E-R. Eddie Vedder, once a resident of both Seattle and San Diego. The winner of the season series will earn a trophy featuring a guitar provided by Vedder himself. Fans will also have the opportunity to buy the Vedder Cup merchandise during the series, with the Padres hosting a Vedder Cup series theme game on Saturday. The Vedder Cup, the first ever. The inaugural Vedder Cup starts this weekend in San Diego, the Padres and the Mariners, because Pearl Jam's frontman once lived in both San Diego and Seattle.
I mean, that's tremendous at that point. Like, do you at least get a concert after the game? Like, do you hear a little bit of this? Let me mic check here. Don't call me daughter, not fair to me. Like, you know what I mean? Or, you know, some other things like down the list that we get at this point. Like, Eddie Vedder's been around the block a long time. But I'm not so sure we equate Eddie Vedder with San Diego and Seattle. We have to have an actual cup. the key part of it was if you win the guitar and then you get to smash the guitar like a rock star the minute you win it. So
for
I don't
sure.
know. Maybe that's something that could certainly celebrate at that point. But the Vetter Cup, this shows you how far we're going down. Like, you know what I mean? You might as well have it sponsored by like Taco Bell. Like, get a free taco if your team wins the actual Vetter Cup at this point. Let's really go down that rabbit hole.
The D-backs and the Rockies in Arizona, which is the Rocky Mountain Showdown. I don't think there's any Rocky Mountains in the state of Arizona. I could be incorrect. The Red Sox and the Braves both once hailed from Boston. The Brewers and the Twins.
That's huge.
First met in 1969 when the Brewers were the Seattle Pirates. Why are they not, or Seattle Pilots, I should say. Why are they not involved in the Vetter Cup? The Blue Jays and the Tigers.
Jeremy
because Detroit's kind of close.
Today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Live right here on this Friday on the Early Line on Sports Grid, MLB Rivalry Weekend will come your way later in hour number three. We got to get to actual action around the association in the NBA playoffs. Game number six last night in Denver, setting the stage for game number seven on Sunday afternoon in Oklahoma City. For the entirety of the remainder of this second hour, the coach, J.Y. James Young, up and in. We'll talk NBA playoffs, a recap of last night, an early look at Game 7 on Sunday. Will there be a Game 7 in the Eastern Conference between the Celtics and the Knicks? A monumental preview of Game 6 tonight for J.Y.'s Knicks inside Madison Square Garden. And then we'll talk some WNBA season preview ahead of the season debut tonight with a triple header on this Friday with the coach. J.Y., everything for the next 40 minutes. We appreciate your time.
I've had three cups of coffee. I slept about 2 hours last night, and that's not the prep for WNBA. It was for the Knick game tonight. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yes, we will get to Game 6 inside the world's most famous arena in the biggest game for New York in 25 years of basketball. But let's start, J.Y., with a look back on a Thursday evening at altitude. Game number 6 at the home of the Denver Nuggets against the Oklahoma City Thunder. We talked about OKC being a 5-point road favorite, learning on the fly with that growing playoff pedigree, expected to win the series even on the road. Denver had other ideas. A double-digit win for the Nuggets outright as a 5-point road underdog. What is your biggest takeaway, J.Y., from the result last night in game number 6 in this series being extended?
Honestly, it was the first time that we did not get a combined great performance of Michael Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon. You got the win. I think that was a concerning thing, obviously, with Michael Porter Jr., you know, only playing 8 minutes and 57 seconds of the second half. David Adelman just did a remarkable job of really going, well, to be honest, Julian Strathmore, the kid out of Gonzaga, who really was one of the reasons why the general manager was fired, because he wanted this kid to get more playing time. And obviously, they gave him the playing time in the second half, obviously 3 of 3 from the three-point line, and he became almost that Michael Porter Jr. player in regard to get the ball into the low post, you run your cutter action, find this guy in the corner, and he knocked down some threes. So I think that was the big thing. And obviously, Nikola Jokic. his play in regards to finding his spots, Ben, of what to do. There were spots where he had to score the ball, but in the fourth quarter, they kind of put him into that pinch, low post, and he had some really good passes, one for a three for Julian. Got Braun on a beautiful, beautiful no-look pass to the dunk spot. Joker kind of found his rhythm, almost got a triple-double, doing everything they needed to get that win.
Yeah, it was an exciting game all the way through yesterday, but also could have went up in flames early. And I'm talking not even before the game actually tipped off. Coach, you had the injury situation slash illness here for Jamal Murray. Whether or not he would even play, guts it out, 42 minutes, 25 points, and a game-leading plus 28. In those big moments, man, you can't let your team down. He didn't come out for warm-ups, but he was there when the game meant something.
Yeah, and this is what is great about Jamal Murray is at times he can go and become Batman and really be that guy that can score and create. And obviously, you know, look at the fact that, you know, also in the second half getting a four assists. So getting other guys involved too, Donnie, was really a tremendous performance out of a guy that we didn't know was going to play. We thought that game was going to get away from them. And obviously he made that run and got the win. But when you look at the other side, you have to start looking at the play of some of the players. Jalen Williams, Lord have mercy. What in the John Starks happened to him? Meanwhile, I have a picture of John Starks over here on my right shoulder.
Good vibes. good vibes needed on this front. Go ahead.
We'll have those vibes in the next segment. But 0-3 from three. It was just a bad performance at Jalen Williams. They're going to need him to step up because he really, Ben, has struggled in this series.
Yes, he certainly has. 0-4 from beyond the arc last night for Jalen Williams. 6 points, right? We talked about the dynamic duo for Denver. You get 54 combined out of Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray battling through that illness. A balanced attack. Julian Strother off the bench making three triples. Christian Brown, three triples in the starting lineup. 23 points outside of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. At times in this series, there has not been a lot elsewhere for Oklahoma City. So, with JY on the other side of the break, we'll talk about game number 7. Winner take all in Oklahoma City. Will the Thunder have that necessary playoff experience to win this game at home? Or might Denver, as the dog, provide a very difficult test? We'll talk about it with JY on the other side, and then get to game 6 in the Mecca next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here on this Friday on the Early Line, we preview all of the action around the association with the coach, J.Y. James Young. Denver wins by 12 outright last night on its home floor to force a Game 7 on Sunday afternoon in Oklahoma City. J.Y., the Thunder, who have been booked as a favorite in all 6 games of this series, of course, 3-3 now straight up and just 1-5 against the spread. The Thunder in the previous 3 games in OKC, a double-digit favorite. What are the numbers for Game 7 early? Just a 7.5-point spread in favor of the Thunder at home in a total of 212. What is at stake for this young core in OKC led by SGA, coached by Mark Daigneault? It is their first spot in the Western Conference Finals, the first for the Thunder as a team since 2016. On the other side for Nikola Jokic and his Denver Nuggets, a third trip to the Western Conference Finals in the previous 6 seasons. And of course, that championship pedigree showing through, forcing this Game 7. They won the title just 2 seasons ago. JY, a Game 7 and a 7.5-point spread. What are your early thoughts for Game number 7 Sunday in Oklahoma City?
Honestly, the best thing I think I like is the under 212. I think you look at a team like Denver, they have gotten this game, guys, in this series to be played at their pace, walking up the floor, half-court basketball, and lean on Nikola Jokic to kind of get them through. I do like the under, and I just think it's too many points. I think Denver will find a way to keep this game extremely close to the vest and make this a competitive game. So I'm looking at this to go really tight, plus the 7.5, under 212. Interesting thing, Nikola Jokic, again, missed a triple-double. I want to say that's 8 straight games that he's had under a triple, that has not had a triple-double. there's got to be one coming at some point where they slow it down, give it to him, and if you are Oklahoma City, you're going to try and make other guys beat you in that spot. Right now, plus 165 on a FanDuel Sportsbook, Nikola Jokic to have a triple-double.
And also, when you talk about teams returning home, typically, you know, we expect SGA, road, home, doesn't wherever to play great. Same thing with Nikola Jokic. I take a look at Jalen Williams, underwhelming in his last game here. Give me some other players that on both teams, coach, that need to step up in a game number seven that could be those unsung heroes in a big moment.
Well, I mean, when you talk about, obviously, you know, Denver, to me, it's Aaron Gordon. I know he was, you know, 12 points, but he's been really making big shots after big shots, have improved his three-point shot. I take a look at him. And other side, I'm going to look at Chet Holmgren. He did have a double-double last game. He's going to have to step up. I think Williams will play better in his home building. And then look at a three-point prop, a guy like Lu Dort, who's not afraid, even though he's known for his defense, to take the three and take an abundance of threes. Maybe that's a guy, especially Williams gets off early, you shade off of someone else. Look at Lu Dort to fire up a bunch of threes come game seven.
Some pretty good bench minutes as well for OKC out of Alex Caruso in this series, who is the veteran statesman, it appears, for the Thunder, and Cason Wallace, the backup point guard off the bench as well. All right, that's game seven on Sunday. How about game six inside the world's most famous arena? And how about those Friday night Knicks? Maybe the biggest Friday night inside Madison Square Garden in the last 25 years. Maybe the biggest game inside Madison Square Garden in the last 2.5 decades. New York, a 2.5-point home favorite against the reigning NBA champs and their bitter foes, the Boston Celtics, with an outright win tonight. The Knicks advance to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since the year 2000, 25 years ago. Total slightly on the rise, JY, at 211. As you look at this game, in all of the pressure mounting on New York, because the reigning champs do not have their best player in Jason Tatum and just routed the Knicks by 25 in Boston a few nights ago, what is the key to game number six inside the Garden tonight?
Honestly, I'm looking at the man in the middle, Karl Anthony Towns, a guy that couldn't post up Drew Holiday for some crazy reason in game number five. He's got to be better, and he's got to be dynamite. I expect him to go over his 34.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Boston is going to try it again and live by the three. That's how they kind of kept that game close at half, almost trading twos for threes at some points during the game. I think they struggle a little bit from three, and then Derek White, after the fantastic performance, can he repeat it again? Listen, this is the biggest home game for the New York Knicks in 25 years. In fact, 26 years ago to the day, Allen Houston hit that game-winning shot versus the Miami Heat, a heated rival. Who did they play in the 1999 Eastern Conference Finals? The Indiana Pacers. Who beat them in the 2000 Eastern Conference Finals? The Indiana Pacers. The stars are lining up. Go New York, go New York, go. Knicks on the money line get the win tonight.
Ah, the city dancer is going to be rumbling. I mean, coach, all the way up to Spanish Harlem, to Brooklyn, to Fidei. I mean, it's going to be like Queens, the home of Kevin Walsh, absolutely on fire tonight if the Knicks do win. But understand this for me. I look at the FanDuel Sportsbook right now, and I see Jalen Brunson at 30.5 points, coach. Give me the outlook for, is this a Brunson game where he's shooting 28 plus times from the floor saying, I'm going to be the closer, I'll win this thing? How do you look at his points prop tonight and try to play that?
It's interesting because I think that would be advantageous, honestly, to Boston if you get a Jalen Brunson trying to get you 35. I think you have to get other guys involved, particularly Karl Anthony Towns, early and often, because you look at the fact of, you know, Porzingis, we don't know how much he's going to play. He doesn't look good. You know, can Luke Kornet, who looked like Bill Russell in game five, can he repeat the process? You got to look at other guys to try and get you going early. If you're Boston, you're like, go ahead, Jalen Brunson, go shoot the ball 28, 29 times. Just like the Knicks are probably going to say, Jaylen Brown, go shoot it 28, 29 times. And just because you get the shots doesn't mean it's good. It kind of leads to more stagnant basketball. I think the interesting way of looking at this game tonight, honestly, is I'll be looking at Jalen Brunson over his assists at 6.5. I think he's got to get other guys involved. And you got to look at, obviously, OG Anunoby being absolutely awful. I think 1 of 11 in game five. You got to look at Brunson and his assist mark. Get other guys the ball.
Brunson 30-plus in 5 of the 6 in the opening round against the Pistons. Only 30-plus once here, over that number of 30.5 in a masterful Game 4 performance, of course, inside Madison Square Garden. 14 of 25, 39 points for New York's leader. He has taken at least 17 field goal tries in all 5 games so far against the Celtics. Just a humorous image that came to my mind as Donnie likes to go to the Knicks City Dancers. Mm-hmm. You know, in Trainwreck, the movie with Amy Schumer, Bill Hader, LeBron James, when Schumer goes out on the court with the Knicks City Dancers, Photoshop idea, Donnie's face
Chuck
on
Schumer?
Amy Schumer to go out there and get things done. Maybe we get Donnie with the Knicks City Dancers if the Knicks can continue in this postseason. A win tonight sends them to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in the last 2.5 decades. But of course, JY, I think after Game 5 in Beantown, there was an argument to be made that without Jason Tatum, the Boston Celtics damn near equal with the New York Knicks in terms of talent level out there on the floor. We saw Jaylen Brown have a huge night. Derek White, a monumental night from beyond the arc. Peyton Pritchard, great. Luke Kornet, great. Everybody really stepping up in the absence of Jason Tatum, who continues to fill that large void for the Seas tonight in MSG.
Well, Jaylen Brown's got to carry him, but the always interesting thing, Ben, is it's not the first game after an injury. It's the second game. The first game is adrenaline. And everybody thinks we're going to lose. Us against the world. Now reality sits in. And now you got to go to a Madison Square Garden where you got to have everyone inebriated for that game. Meanwhile, you got the Mets and the Yankees down at the Boogie now. You're going to have all those people probably inebriated as well looking at the phone. It'll be the only time at Yankee Stadium where everyone cheers at the same time. And it's going to be for the Knicks game if they pull out that win.
It's going to be a huge Friday night in New York sports. The Subway Series begins this weekend in the Bronx tonight between the Yankees and the Mets. And, of course,
do
the Knicks and
Mason
the Celtics.
Go. Come on. Do it for what? Big Mace tonight. How about that? Yep. Let's go. Scott. Knicks win. Scott. Let's go. Crazy. Come on.
Scott. What are the Sixers at?
WNBA preview. Which...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitivity.
Always
Stop it. They don't know your body, only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
2 ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at PlayMCD.com for full details and AMOE.PlayMCD.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
A huge Friday night in basketball. Game 6 inside Madison Square Garden between the Knicks and the Celtics. The postseason in the NBA. The beginning of a new season in the WNBA on this Friday. A triple header of action tonight. A triple header of great basketball tomorrow on a Saturday that features 2 marquee matchups to begin this W campaign and a full preview of everything with our coach, J.Y. James Young, and his very own Pick 6 on this Friday on the early line previewing the WNBA campaign. J.Y., let's dive right in and let's start at the very top. Who do you expect to win a WNBA championship in 2025?
you know, after taking 25 years to win their first one, I'm looking at the New York Liberty to repeat as WNBA champions, a team that returns possibly three of the top 10 players in the world, and Sabrina Ionescu, Breonna Stewart, and of course, Jonquel Jones. But it's deeper than that. It's the player Marie Johannes coming back from France from this year. It's the emergence of Naira Sadali, who had a huge game five. And I look at Natasha Cloud as a sneaky pickup to come over as a free agent. Now, they're going to miss Bonani Laney Hamilton, but I'm taking the favorites of New York Liberty at plus 220 to win the WNBA championship.
Exceeding expectations here, Coach, in 2025. Give me a WNBA team that should go over their win total this year.
For me, it's a new era, but it's going to be a good era. And that's the Phoenix Mercury. You know, obviously, you look at the fact that Diana Taurasi retires. Obviously, Brittany Griner, it's going to be in Atlanta. But you look at that three-headed monster, obviously, Asatu Sabali, Kalia Copper, and then a Swiss Army knife, Alyssa Thomas. Alyssa Thomas will play with more dynamic offensive players. I think that win total is at 24.5 wins. I think they're going to be sneaky good. Give me the Phoenix Mercury. If they can get their everyone on the same page, which is a big thing, I'd like them to go over 24.5 wins this season.
A different time now for the Connecticut Sun, who used to have some wonderful veteran star players that are now all basically in new spots, including Alyssa Thomas playing in Phoenix. DeJuan Bonner now plays in Indiana with the Fever as well. Alyssa Thomas is basically good for damn near a triple-double each and every night she steps out on to the floor. Let's go to the other side of the equation, JY, a team that maybe is getting a little bit too much love in the odds marketplace that you expect to stay under their win total this year. Which WNBA team are you highlighting?
All right. I may have to duck and hide my social media profile. It is the Chicago Sky. Which I don't understand. Their win total is 18.5. I think they got 13 wins last year. They're a team in disarray. James Wade walked out of them 2 years ago. They get Teresa Weatherspoon. They fire halfway during the year. Then they get rid of Marina Mabry. Right? Obviously, you know, Kennedy Carter is gone. And their win total is 5 higher than last year? I get they got Haley Van Lith. I know Cardozo's going to be better. I know Angel Reese is going to step up. But I think this team struggles. Under 18.5 wins this year for the Chicago Sky.
How about that here? And talking about, you know, some upset picks that we have. The WNBA, the MVP. Oh, it's easy. It's got to be Asia Wilson. It's got to be Caitlin Clark, Coach. Tell us why it's not going to be either one of those two ladies.
Well, obviously, I'm going to another one of the top 5 players in the world, and that's Big Fish, Nafisha Collier. Obviously, the player out of UConn did a great job with the Minnesota Lynx, playing for the best coach in the WNBA, let's be honest. And obviously, Cheryl Reeve. I look at the way that Nafisha plays, inside out, all 5 starters back from Minnesota, a team that's going to be on a mission after losing that tight game 5. She is one of the best players in the world. And if she was playing in New York or LA or Vegas, one of those big media markets, you'd be talking about her being the best player in the Big Fish, Nafisha Collier, MVP the season.
You can see Nafisha Collier in the first game of this WNBA campaign tonight. A 5.5-point spread in favor of her Lynx on the road in Dallas to take on who? That would be Paige Beckers in her debut with the Wings. It's one of our first games of the WNBA season on this Friday night. So, JY, it's a natural transition from that MVP bet, Nafisha Collier at a plus 300 price, to Rookie of the Year. And for a second consecutive season, that first overall pick is expected to be a generational star from the very start of her W campaign. That would be Paige Beckers, a hefty favorite at minus 370. So, JY was spoiling a little bit. That is your pick. But tell us why you think Paige Beckers has success from the very start of her time in the WNBA.
Well, I'm going to do a double whammy with this one. I'm going to pick Paige to be Rookie of the Year, and it's also my best bet tonight for Paige Beckers to go over 14.5 points. She averaged 12.5 points per game in only 23 minutes of action. This is a extremely – I saw Paige play AAU in high school, and she was the best basketball player I have seen live in the AAU high school ranks in regard to her ability to do everything at a really high level. The good thing with her is she has Arike Iwuanyi, who is that number one scoring option. But when you look at Natasha Howard, gone. Satu Sabali, gone. Yes, Melissa Smith comes in and other veterans come in. But Paige is going to be the certified Robin to Arike's Batman. She's going to have a monster season in the WNBA. She goes over 14.5 points tonight, and she is your runaway Rookie of the Year. And I will say this. If Caitlin Clark is the biggest star in the WNBA, if you just look at just the way they watch college basketball, Paige Bueckers is probably the second most popular player in the WNBA, and that starts tonight.
Let's take a look at this weekend's action in totality, Coach. If you said, you know what, there's a lot going on. There's the Preakness, there's the NHL, there's Major League Baseball, there's the NBA. If I needed to watch one game this weekend in the WNBA, which game should I be watching?
If you could, I would watch that the doubleheader of both games that obviously features the Aces and Liberty, and then of course the second game being with Caitlin Clark, because I think people want to see Caitlin Clark, and it's going to be interesting to watch, guys, Caitlin, because when you look at Caitlin, this is a player that you got to remember that they don't get time off, right? They go right from the college season right to the WNBA. She's rested. Yeah. She didn't go into Unrivaled. She's ready to roll. She's going against a Fever. That's going to get ugly. And think about this. It's not just the fact you have Caitlin Clark and Aaliyah Boston. It's bringing in Dwana Bonner. It's bringing in Natasha Howard. It's bringing in Sophie Cunningham. It's getting Stephanie White, one of the three best coaches in the world on the women's side, to go along with Becky Hammon and Cheryl Reeve. This team is locked and loaded, and they're going to make a serious run at a WNBA championship because of not just Caitlin Clark, but the rest of the team that surrounded her.
And the retention of Kelsey Mitchell as well, one of the best scorers in the W. So we'll talk about Caitlin Clark in year number two in the WNBA and the updated expectation this year in Indianapolis. WNBA title odds, MVP odds with JY on the other side of the break on the debut weekend of the W in 2025.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The holidays are here, and there's no better place to get into the spirit than Kirkland's Home. From sparkling ornaments and festive wreaths to cozy accents that make your home shine, we've got everything you need to make the season bright. Stop by your local Kirkland's Home store today or shop anytime at kirklands.com. Discover the holiday looks you'll love at the value you deserve. Kirkland's Home. Comfort and joy, room by room. The holidays are here, and there's no better place to get into the spirit than Kirkland's Home. From sparkling ornaments and festive wreaths to cozy accents that make your home shine, we've got everything you need to make the season bright. Stop by your local Kirkland's Home store today or shop anytime at kirklands.com. Discover the holiday looks you'll love at the value you deserve. Kirkland's Home. Comfort and joy, room by room.
Tonight starts the 2025 WNBA season. Can the W capitalize on its momentum once again? The answer to that should be a resounding yes. But of course, JY, so much attention into a record-setting 2024 season in the WNBA because of Caitlin Clark's emergence in her rookie season with Indiana. And last year, they finished an even 500 at 20-20. They got swept in the opening round of the playoffs by the Connecticut Sun. But there is no question about it. What Caitlin Clark was able to do with the Fever in the home stretch after the Olympic and All-Star break gives you all the optimism you could want in Indy for a true championship contender this year. They played 11 games in 20 days to start the season because of all the attention and eyeballs on CeCe and her team. They started 2-9. So they ended the year winning 18 of their final 29 games for that even 500 split. And not just the growth of Caitlin Clark and Aaliyah Boston, the two previous number one overall picks prior to a couple of weeks ago, and Paige Bueckers, but the addition of Stephanie White as the head coach, the additions of Dwana Bonner, of Natasha Howard, as you mentioned, Sophie Cunningham, the veteran off the bench, and the retention of Kelsey Mitchell. This is a loaded Indiana team entering 2025. So, JY, in your estimation, what does success now look like for Caitlin Clark in the Fever in her second year in the WNBA?
If they could find a way to get out of the first round and play a competitive, let's say, Eastern Conference Finals series versus the New York Liberty, get near 30 wins, and really play a consistent ball, I think the key thing that Ben mentioned, I kind of talked about last break, is the break. That Olympic break was huge for Caitlin Clark. She got to get her legs under her. She got a little time off, and she spent a lot of time getting stronger. She's looked physically bigger than last year. So she got in the weight room. She got a little bit quicker. But I think the presence around her, right, with, you know, getting obviously Dawana Bonner, who is a big shot maker, big shot taker, and takes no you know what, getting Natasha Howard, getting Sophie Cunningham, keeping Kelsey Mitchell, getting Stephanie White. I think the interesting thing to look at for me is, as much as Caitlin Clark is going to hit logo threes and do everything, I actually think she leads the WNBA in assists, because I think she's got players around her that's going to be able to make plays. And if she leads the league in assists, guys, just imagine how much more dangerous she's going to be if she's able to get the ball up and get other people shots.
We take a look at the championship odds here for this year in 2025 on the FanDuel Sportsbook. The Liberty plus 220 all the way down to the Fever at a plus 390. Those are the upper echelon teams. Then we have that shelf, Coach, 12-1 or later. If we look at the top teams, the Liberty, Aces, the Lynx, and the Fever, we know they're probably going to be there in the end. Are there some teams that we can look at this year, Coach, with a surprise who you think maybe not a lot of people are focusing on that can actually take that next step and make a deep run into the playoffs?
I just keep looking at Phoenix. I look at trying to see that Alyssa Thomas, who's basically a walking triple-double, playing with two offensive firepower players, and Satu Sabli, obviously, and Kalia Copper. She's got two ladies on the wings that can really go create their shots. So that's going to open up driving lanes for Alyssa Thomas. I think they're a dream team. A team to watch, even on top of the board, is I have to see how Jewel Lloyd fits in to Vegas. Okay, Kelsey Plum was a big part of that team. But now you're going small guard. So now you're going small, three-guard lineup, right, of Chelsea Gray, Jackie Young, Jewel Lloyd. Jackie Young, pretty strong defender. Other two, not great defenders. And have they solved their depth issue in Vegas? I think Minnesota is the better team out west. And I expect Minnesota to be that team on the western side that faces the Liberty in the finals.
Of course, the Aces and the Liberty met in the WNBA finals 2 years ago. Las Vegas got the better of New York for their second consecutive WNBA championship. The Liberty returned the favor in the second round this past postseason, and then in a thrilling five-game championship set against the Lynx, outlasted Nafisa Collier and Minnesota in overtime. No discrediting those teams, but of course, a lot of eyes on the Indiana Fever. Frankly, I think it says a great thing about where the W stands right now. There's not a minus money favorite. There's not a team to win the championship that is leaps and bounds in front of everybody else. You see those four teams right there, all separated by just over $1.50. The Liberty, the favorites, the Aces, the Lynx, and the Fever in that fold as well. JY, as always, we appreciate the time on this Friday. Enjoy game six tonight for your New York Knicks. May it be a celebratory evening in the Young household. They fade away to the break in hour number three on the other side.